At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, there it is. The Drive is live. We are live here on a Monday. Now, man, I heard that, boy. They say, yeah, there's some people thinking about grabbing some hotels, getting down there. Hotels?
Party at the Holiday Inn, man.
Well, we don't do. We're going to get up. We're going to grab some donuts. We're going to get them iPads charged up, them headphones charged up. Y'all about to sit back here and enjoy this hour 15. What y'all about to do? Well, you imagine being so, because they were one and done up there, too. Held up there, one and done. Drive up there. Could you imagine getting that hotel, one and done, and you didn't pay for that night, and then you got to drive back?
Oh, Conroe's away up there.
Hey, man,
it's smoking hot.
If they're old enough to stay in a hotel room by themselves, I may have done it. Just get a night at the bar with a wife.
Hey, man, maybe
get a night in the woods with the wife.
Coaches,
hell yeah.
A couple coaches hold down some room. Nah. She brought that up. Yeah, some parents talk about they getting hotel rooms. Not the Euclid's. don't even think about that.
Any of y'all want to save that money, you can ride with the Euclid's.
We got to get these floors, man. Talking about
that.
You still ain't got them damn floors?
I haven't been floors.
You've been talking about them floors, man, for 2 months.
Hey, they're coming out, man.
I got mine in.
You got them in? They coming out, man. They got to drill up that tile, man.
See how that works? I offered Tyler to hook him up. He never even circled back on it, man.
Well, I mean, I had to get him in there first to measure out stuff. See how much it's going to cost. You already put yours in?
No, I ain't put them in yet. They just arrived.
I thought you just said I already got money in. I thought that's what you just said.
Now the key is going over and getting them. Got to get me a flatbed trailer and get them over to the house. They wouldn't deliver them to the house.
There you go. All right. A lot to get to today, man. A lot of fun to have. By the way, 3 o'clock, doing a weigh-in. Doing the first weigh-in. And, yeah, I let it rip. Had me a good weekend.
Oh.
Finished it off with 4 frozen margaritas.
4 of them, huh?
Yeah, strawberry, right?
Finished it off.
Were they strawberry?
Pear.
Pear.
new flavor.
Hey, he missed me with the pear margarita.
not sure I've ever had it.
I'm sure I would drink it.
It wasn't bad.
I mean, I had damn sure.
I had never had it. I go in there, I said, let me just go ahead and get the frozen margarita. They said, you just want lime?
We got multiple.
I said, well, what flavors you got? Courtney said, let him hear the flavors. What flavors you got? Said, we got strawberry, we got mango, we got watermelon. I said, watermelon? We got pear? I said, ooh. I'm drunk, I guess. He said, well, let me try that pear.
I'm going to tell you, it's hard to beat a watermelon margarita.
I'm not sure I've ever had a watermelon.
I wanted to go, but I didn't switch.
Get you a watermelon jalapeno margarita.
See, I'm not a big fan of the jalapeno margs.
Well, not just straight.
I take that back. I saw that.
You get a spicy Mar in general?
I don't like them spicy.
It was spicy. It was a spicy. I saw that at a restaurant, a drink
spot. Forget about it. I'm in on that.
Which is odd because I like spicy food, but I've never liked those spicy Mars.
Yeah. I think one of our friends out in Katy, Shannon and Steve, got a running bet on what my weight is going to be today. I believe Steve had me at 350. My goodness.
The bar moved. I mean, the bar went from 305 one of them to 370 with the other. And I'm y'all give yourself a big...
Somebody got me 30 pounds.
That may have been alcohol-induced. I think it was really 30. One of them had 305 to 315, and one of them had 320 to 330. No, 320 to 335.
Yeah, maybe that.
If we listen close enough, we could probably hear right, Shannon.
You could probably go back. Probably go back and hear Shannon.
Just put one ear up to the wind.
Tyler for the first two stops. Who is that? Man, does she know we're doing a radio show?
Is she sitting at the table with you?
Where is she right? Does she have a mic?
Who has powerful lungs, Shannon? By the way,
I brought a weigh-in shirt. I'm going to throw on every week. See if we see some changes with that bad boy.
Oh, did you bring a tidy?
I got a tidy. You'll love it.
As long as it's not a whitey.
Tyler really loved it.
I can't wait.
So,
did you bring the scale?
I brought the scale.
Got the scale right here.
We're going to have to check beforehand.
Is it accurate?
You can step on it?
Well, no, I don't know.
Do you know yours? You get in the break. We can step on it. Okay. Do you know yours?
About 8 days ago, I was 250 on the button.
Okay. What do you think you've done in those 8 days?
It maybe the same. Maybe right. It's right in that neighborhood somewhere. It could be 48. It could be 52.
Okay. So in that range.
I've worked out this morning. Sweat pretty good. Ate light. So yeah, it could be right around that range.
Yeah, I let it ride.
I did not. I'm talking about today. Not this weekend. Yeah. I ate chips and salsa for the first time in a long time. I quickly realized why I need to put them down.
No queso?
Oh, I had queso too.
Good.
But I'm talking about they couldn't bring them chips out fast enough. I mean, it's 3 or 4 bowls deep. And I'm like, see, I told my wife, this is exactly why I can't do it.
From the text line, observe Ron on Channel 2 Sports Extra last night. Everyone had on jackets except Ron. Another thing to tell him to take his damn hands out of his pockets. No one else had their...
You were doing a little TV, huh?
More in their pockets. Be more professional. None of my jackets.
Man, y'all critical, man.
None of my jackets fit. So thanks for fat shaming me a little bit more.
What a jerk!
You said you wanted motivation. Yeah, bringing your motivation there. None of my jackets fit.
Well, at least none of them fit to be comfortable in there.
We're gonna get there.
Who was on there with you?
Aaron Wilson.
That's jacket.
Yeah, he had a jacket, and then Randy had a jacket.
Randy,
I killed it. I had someone said I'm guessing show is 3:17. All right, we'll do it at 3 o'clock. By the way, I talked to some people over the weekend and last week that said they want to do the challenge with me. So, if you're doing it, you can hit us up, Sports Radio 610. Hit me up at Real Ron the Show. Any of us. Send us your weight if you're starting weight. If you're going to do it today, send us in text saying you're starting weight, and we can have a thing every week, every Monday.
I'm in.
Yeah,
I'm gonna try to get down. I'm gonna try to drop a few.
You're gonna try to roll with it. Tyler texted this morning and said he was motivated. And he did. What'd you say?
Had a little back and buys this morning. Got back in the gym.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to get 240. If I can get sub 240, man, I'll be real happy with myself, Ron. I ain't been in them 230s in a minute.
You can do that. All right, I lied. I just didn't want to wear a jacket. It was hot.
Man, it's getting that way.
I went polo, man. It was hot. I just wanted to go.
Hey, I mean, look,
and it's all good. Shoot, I caught DJ B Enemy in there with almost like a t-shirt in there a couple weeks back. I said, oh, okay, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good with this.
I'm good. I saw Sarge in there. He didn't have no jacket on either. I'm good.
Sarge had that cowboy hat on?
Yeah, he did.
There you go.
Yep. Yeah, he did. So, no, man, appreciate you watching, though. We had fun. Had a good time. But, yeah, 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock will be the way in.
Does that texture do me a favor, though, and hit me with something that Ron said you like or didn't like, something he said, something they talked about. instead of watching where he's got his hands and whether he's got a jacket on, did he say anything worth a damn? Can you let us know that? Any of that?
I did do a rip move to get to the television screen on Aaron Wilson. I don't know if they left that one in.
Aaron Wilson,
I hit him with a rip to get to the TV. I don't know if they left that in.
Hey, you're scaring him, man.
I did. He loved it. He said that was good. He said I used to do a swim move back in the day. Afterwards, but this weekend the Astros split that 4-game series with the Rangers. So they started tied right there when the series started, and they remained that way. And that's tough. Seattle swept the Padres, so they created a little bit of distance between both those teams. But I guess overall, we'll start here with that. They split with the Rangers. Did you view this weekend as a successful series against Texas? Was it successful to you?
Yeah, if you get a four-game set against the Rangers and you can split it with no Yordan Alvarez, with your third and let's call it your fifth starters injured and out, and you can still split that series, I call it a success. And speaking of starting pitching, I mean, Hunter Brown pitched an absolute gem. Was that Thursday night?
Yeah, that was Thursday. Nothing.
McCullers goes out there and struggles a little bit early, but ends up keeping it on the tracks. Four innings.
He did
innings.
Not give up seven runs in one out.
That's right. That's right. Blanco, six innings, three earned.
Quality start.
Framber Valdez, seven innings, three earned.
Quality
start. Like, if you look at it up and down the board there, your starters pitched well enough to give you a shot. And so, I got to call that one a success, Ron. With Yordan Alvarez not in the middle of that damn lineup, that is just an absolute killer for these guys in terms of being able to consistently produce runs. I think I call it a success. I caught the majority of three of the games. I call it a success, absolutely.
I don't want to call it a failure, but it is tough for me to go as far as success, Clint, when, damn it, you got that level of pitching, and you couldn't make that work, right? Three of your starters gave you quality starts. You lost a game where your starter went eight innings and gave up one home run.
Yep,
one run, right? And then Framber, you got that W. It was looking dicey there before Paredes went and hit his first non-Crawford box home run, which was huge last night. But it was looking dicey there. Blanco goes six innings, and really it leaked late. He was he was pitching well. Then he gives up. Then there are two more runs come across there late in the sixth. But he was pitching really well. That's the only thing is, man, you get three quality starts. And then your other one is Lance. Really, he didn't give up any earned runs. I mean, there's an error in there that clips his two runs. I mean, obviously, Ocho is feeling really great about what he says about him. Is just Lance is just throwing a lot of pitches in a short period of time. But still, he doesn't give up any earned runs. Like, you get that starting pitching, it's just like, well, you feel like you got to come through there. And I know you got in here ridden cold ass bats. They ran into that a few times. And like I said, it's not a failure, right? They split them. You went on the road. You won two out of the four games. But when you got this good of pitching, it feels like you left one at least.
I think that's fair. Yeah, when Hunter Brown goes pitches as well as he does and loses 1-0, you got to feel like you missed some opportunities to get that one. And that's several games ago now, so it's hard for people to remember. But that's the game where the Rangers four and five star catches all over the place, man, and it kept the Astros from pushing anything across the plate. So that was definitely a tough pill to swallow. The Saturday loss was a tough pill to swallow, but Yordan Alvarez out of the game, you're splitting with a pretty damn good team. I got to call that one a success.
Yeah. Well, as we said, how did you feel about this weekend? Did you like it? Was it or did you view this weekend in Arlington a success? It was cool. The pitching was just so good. But, I mean, you hope that continues. Now, obviously, we found out the news about Hayden Wesneski that Todd Callis already accidentally told us all.
Yeah.
But we found out that news.
Well, this is not good.
Yeah, that it is official. He's going to have Tommy John and be out. Who knows? I mean, obviously this year, maybe more. We've not seen Luis Garcia yet since he had his Tommy John.
They're predicting well into 26.
Yeah, a year and a half ago, right? We'll see about Christian Javier. We know he's just started throwing the ball again. Obviously, we've seen others, how long it's taken them to get there. So we'll see about that. So that is a tough luck draw. But the pitching has been fantastic. We'll see if they can continue that in this series coming up on the road, coming up, starting up tonight. All right. There is a player that is connected to the Texans and could be of help. And this is a former great player in this league. We'll discuss.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
See some on YouTube and Twitch. We appreciate you all for jumping on with us. Tyler's brought out a wooden baseball bat here.
I just noticed it was sitting in there.
All right.
Where'd you find that, Bob?
Right here in front of this old soundboard.
Who was our guy?
Is that Biggio's?
Who was our guy that you Tyler would go out with us? We used to do shows in front of Minute Maid at the time. It was now Daikin Park, and he was our guy there. He was always went a little dark. I remember he brought up his old
glove and pitchers,
and he would take that. You would always bring that wood bat that you had with you.
Yeah.
I remember him taking some swings, and I was a little nervous because he was.
He'd always ask me to play catch with him.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know why when you pulled that bat out there, that reminded me of Todd. I think that was his name.
Yes, Todd. That was
it. I never got that name. I think you're right, though.
Hell of a job right there.
There it is.
Shout out, Todd.
Hold that baseball bat with you. But no, someone texted in and was asking what time's weighing it. Did he already weigh in? What's his weight? Coming up at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock. Got a weigh-in shirt. Got a scale. Oh, I got to get the scale so Clint can jump on it to make sure he knows it really works, to make sure it's real.
Well, I wasn't doubting you. I love to know that I got a balanced scale. You know what I mean? Because I've been known to weigh on one for several months and think, gosh, dang, what is it? Am I really this heavy right now? And then you get on one of the doctors, and it's like, damn, my scale been off 4 pounds the whole damn time.
Yeah, those, you feel like those are the right ones in there.
Yeah, I need you to get me on one of them light ones.
Yeah. I'll let you test it out. Someone text in, I'm 190, but I'm down from 208 in 8 weeks. Congratulations, man. I hope I can get some gains like you. Another one texting in. This is nice. I didn't know you got fat again. What happened to soda weight loss? As I said the other day, what a genuinely good person you are. Nothing happened to soda. It was all your boy. And many people who have struggled with up and down weight loss can attest. You know, sometimes you get comfortable. And I got real comfortable. We're going to see how comfortable I got coming up at 3 o'clock.
The rest of the time moving forward, he's going to be real uncomfortable, he said. He needs a little motivation.
Yeah, thank you so much for those kind
jerk.
Those kind words.
Damn.
Didn't know you got fat
again. I see, you put a few of them LBs back on, man. Proud of you for getting back on the wagon. I see you. Golly.
That's somebody upset with something going on in their own life, Ron.
Maybe they just spread out and did their, right in the mouth.
Just let that hate out, friend. Let that hate out your heart.
Oh, yeah, let it out. Be yourself. Do your thing. All right.
The drive is here for you.
That's right. Clint, there is a report out about maybe interest in picking up a former All-Pro Pro Bowl football player on the offensive side of the ball, and that is Nick Chubb.
Well, I should probably be clear. I think the report was more of just, you know, in today's world where they're just throwing out graphics and linking them to teams and trying to get clicks and conversation started, which it was successful with me. Heck, it's probably been a week since I've seen this, to be honest with you. I've seen Nick Chubb linked to every damn team. I've seen him linked to the Cowboys recently.
Yep.
But it did get me to thinking. We look up, Ron, and around the league, teams that want to run the football consistently, and whether it's, regardless of what kind of a attack it is, they usually have got two guys that are contributing in some way. And while we've been really excited about Woody Marks, I'm super excited about Woody Marks. I do want at the same time be real about what is the best route for Woody Marks to be the best player that he can be from Jump Street. Because I do think that when you've got Joe Mixon and you've got Dare Ogunbowale and what's my man's name in the middle? Mine just went blank.
Mixon?
No, the backup that from Florida. Damn, my mind went blank.
Oh,
Damian Pierce.
But when you got Joe Mixon, Damian Pierce, and Dare Ogunbowale, how did I remember Dare Ogunbowale and not Pierce? But anyway, those are your three guys. There's a clear path for Woody Marks to be a contributor in some capacity. But what is that capacity, and what's best for Woody Marks to be introduced slowly to the league, to be introduced slowly with this offense of, hey, man, the best way for Woody Marks, guys, is where I'm going with this. The best way for Woody Marks is if he is a third down back. In third down, you could also be in 2 minute. You could also be in any kind of up-tempo offense, any kind of passing situation offense. That is what he's done in college. It's where he's really comfortable performing, and it's when he's at his best. So the best way to start Woody Marks into the league is to say, hey, here's the playbook, and we're going to go through all camp, and we're just going to cram as much of the playbook as we can to you. But come the season, it's going to be a little bitty playbook, and there's going to be about 10 pages in there that pertain to you. It's going to be third down. It's going to be 2 minute. It's going to be no huddle. It's going to be up-tempo stuff. And if that's the case, then you got to have somebody that you can pair with Joe Mixon so that you then can get the best Joe Mixon for 17 weeks, right? And I just think that there's a reality. Now, I don't know about money-wise, but there's a reality. There's a real need for the Texans to at another running. And I'm talking about another running back that can contribute in a big way. And so when I hear Nick Chubb's name, I like it more and more the more I think about it.
When you hear that, how much usage do you envision when you hear Nick Chubb?
Well, I think with those two. Now, this is assuming Nick Chubb's back from the injury and everything's fine, and he is whatever the version.
His workouts have looked impressive.
Looks like he's back. Whatever version of Nick Chubb you get in May of 2025, assuming that he's healthy, that – I got to believe that he'd be a good 1-2 punch. Is he the bell cow that can go for 2,000 yards? No, he's not that. But could he be a good 1-2 punch that could get downhill that you don't have to worry about? Does he know how to protect the damn quarterback? Does he know the NFL protections? Can he get lower and buck some of these linebackers, some of these safeties that are coming? Yeah, there's no restraints from a mental perspective with Nick Chubb, right? Coming off the injury, I would imagine it's going to be a 1 or 2 year deal. I would imagine it's going to be a short term deal to prove that he still got a little juice. You got Joe Mixon for one more year for sure. Then there's an out between this year and next. And so, yeah, I would envision him being a good 1-2 punch out of the gate so that you know, and barring injury, you know you're going to get the best version of Joe Mixon down the stretch. From jump, you know you're going to get a Joe Mixon that you can use in the pass game if need be. And so I think in a capacity of, hey, man, let's split some carries, let's split some of the load, and then let Woody Marks be your third down back. I would absolutely be in for that, man. And the longer play longer in today's world with running backs, what is longer? 2 years? But the longer play is if you do end up getting a really good Nick Chubb, then you've got options with Joe, depending on what happens with Joe. Right? If you don't get a good Nick Chubb, you've got, again, Joe under contract for 2 more years, including this season. So there's some flexibility there. There's some opportunity there to for this offense to get better with somebody. And when I heard the Nick Chubb name, I thought, I could get behind that.
Yeah, man. I just wonder if it's enough carries for him for them to deal.
It doesn't seem like Nick's going to have
any options.
Obviously,
it would have to be a complete change from last year, because last year it was, I mean, Mixon would there'd be five other carries outside of him.
Well, Mixon's got to be. It's got to change. Mixon has. I like Mixon. I'm higher than most people on Mixon. Mixon is, I mean, he is a guy that I think we're at a spot where it's more beneficial if he's fresh, if he's healthy, if he's catching the ball in the backfield, if he's doing more things than just being bell cow and Mixon. I just don't think you're getting the best version of him.
We may have to build on that at some point this week on that conversation of the usage rate on Joe Mixon. But, yeah, we'll see. Nick Chubb, listen, I mean, hell, there was a point in time where, hell, he was head and shoulders better than Joe Mixon. For most of his career. So we'll see what happens and what kind of options he has there. But I wouldn't hate it. I think it would make their football team better if he was added to this team. I just wonder what the carries breakdown would look like. All right, one of the best athletes going right now in the world today. We got to have a discussion because he's starting to enter a new stratosphere. We'll do.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Text line coming through. Nick Chubb, 10 to 15 carries a game. Someone else text in on the text line. I don't want to lose what potentially Woody could be. Also, from the text line, I'm with Nick Chubb. The ground game will get the juice we need. YouTube and Twitch. 15 carries a game from Joseph. I won't be mad. Champ Slice. I think 15 is too little, especially if the game gets close. They're talking about those guys. So, yeah, I think just how the carries are distributed is what I think a lot of people are rolling with. And the Woody Marks thing. I think there is a part there. Because I know he's a third down back. I wonder if you got Chubb and Mixon, who both can catch the ball out of the backfield, if he gets kind of lost in the sauce on that.
Well, yeah. I mean, here's the thing is I don't, nothing would for me would not allow that to happen. He would be my third down back. He's the guy. And look, and if he shows that he is capable immediately of being that number two running back, generally speaking, and carrying the whole load. Okay, then we'll move and shake. But the key to me is, like, right now, I mean, Woody Marks one of two things is going to happen. You're going to ask Woody Marks to do more than he's probably capable of as a real rookie, as a true rookie. And I'm not talking about physical. I'm talking about just getting to the league and the load you put on that guy. You're going to ask him to do too much. Is he physically capable? Absolutely. But it's a out of the gate 17-week season, knowing the whole playbook like the back of your hand in a year when your protection has to be right. Like that, there's just a lot of, to me, there's a lot of, hey, rookie, man, you better hurry up and grow up versus, hey, man, you got one really, really good one back, 1A. If you had a 1B and now we bring Woody along accordingly, we have him a month into the season. And he's chomping at the bit. He's third down back. He's catching the ball in the backfield, doing some good things for us, but he's chomping at the bit to get more. That's what you want versus, hey, man, right now we don't trust Damian Pierce to pass protect, much less carry the football.
Yeah.
And Dari Agunbowale has no business being in the backfield, in the offense, unless it's an emergency situation. So we're going to need you to do all this stuff. And by the way, if Joe Mixon gets hurt, you got
to
be.
No,
so
that's where to me, really.
Yeah,
and man, that's the thing you hope doesn't happen is, like, Nick Chubb would make the most sense if you had an injury. Like, that's.
Yeah,
like to me, but it did. It's like, who do they have? Who do they trade to the Vikings? Cam Akers. That almost feels like the level of veteran back.
They need
to get in here. That wouldn't
you could.
Have.
I'm just in a spot, and I've been here for 2 years, second year now, where like I'm looking for ways. They're clearly not going to make any significant moves at tight end or wide receiver. And I'm talking about offensive skill. You're clearly not going to do anything there, right? And so you just don't have room. You the guys that you either drafted or you have under contract, you're just not going to let it happen. The space to where this offense can get better and even call it deeper, call it more bulletproof, because Joe is a guy that'll get banged up. Maybe with a little bit less of a workload, he doesn't get as banged up. But boy, it just seems like there's some insurance there for both of those guys. You lose one running back, you're still in really good shape. You're not asking your rookie to do too much too early. And, you know, worst case scenario, you've got 2 years with Joe. I don't know what kind of deal Chubb will be wanting, but I imagine it's going to pale in comparison to what he's previously had.
Oh, yeah.
Probably going to be a prove it year, so you could cut bait if need be. So I don't know, man. It seems like, man, it would be a really good place for this offense to get deeper and significantly more talented.
Yeah. All right. We'll continue to see what they do at that position, because that is one position on the offense you wonder if they're done at the running back position. That's clearly they felt they had a need in it, and they gave up a third round pick in next year's draft to go up in the fourth round to get Woody Marks this year. All right, last night, this makes this conversation even better. If anybody who is on this show is the golf person, it's Tyler Milner. Tyler Milner played high school.
Make sure Clint hears that, Ron.
He's been running from me for 3 years.
I'm not talking about the competition of the two of you that is never going to happen. I think it's 4 years. But the competition of the two of you that's never going to happen. I'm just talking about the person who is into golf the most, right? I would say it's Tyler. Played high school golf, still plays now more than any of us, is into it as much. Clint, when we were in here doing show prep, I said, man, John Rahm had that just clear collapse there late. And my man just sat there for a beat or three. He said, oh, God, did you set that, man? I totally forgot the Players' Championship was yesterday. I said, the PGA.
He said, guilty.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, hold on. This is a dude that is into majors, coming down it. And Scottie Scheffler, by the way, Tyler didn't know, but Scottie Scheffler won his third major, his first PGA for the first time. And, like, I think, Clint, there's an argument that this is the best and most dominant golf we've seen from a particular player since Tiger in his run, right? Like, I think even, like, Rory early was really good. Jordan Spieth early was really good. But this dude is winning all the tournaments. Not just majors. He's winning. Like, Tiger was week after week after week. He was in the top 10, top 5, or winning all kinds of events. But I just, and when I hear Tyler say that, and I've been thinking that this weekend, does Scottie Scheffler draw you to the TV? Does Scottie Scheffler, when he's like playing, it's Sunday, you saw he had the lead, like, is he drawing you to the tube? I'm not even going to use Tiger. That's unfair. He's unprecedented. But you know what I mean? Any of those guys, Phil would get people there sometimes. Does he draw you there?
No.
God, it's so, and it's so weird because I love greatness, Clint, yeah, in any sport. But like it is like Scottie Scheffler is amazing.
But Scottie's boring. I mean, everything about Scottie's boring. I mean, look, and I love Scottie Scheffler. I love watching him play. I watch a lot of golf because of my father-in-law, and when he's rolling, he is fun to watch. But it's a boring. I was listening to some guys this morning on a podcast, Ron, and it was on and on about how good Scottie Scheffler is because he can execute the plan of navigating the golf course better than everybody. You know,
he's like analytics. He's like the Spurs.
It's just like he was in a greenside bunker in two on this par five. Like, it's a perfect spot to be. He knows he can flop one out of there and birdie all day. Like, they were talking about where he was leaving his approach shots and knocking down a 10-foot putt and all this kind of stuff. It's just like, I think, and then you look at the way his personality is. His personality is it's not a big deal. I just play golf. I work really hard, but it's not a, you know, he's boring. He's a boring superstar. And I don't mean that to minimize or disrespect at all. It's just a reality of how I view the guy. And he's great at what he does, but it's boring.
Yeah, I just, like, it is, I guess so it is. But I mean, there are a lot of golfers that that aren't like, oh man, I got to get in because of their personality to see it. I usually love greatness. Like, I will tune in. Hell, I'll tune in to watch Rafael Nadal on clay because he's that good in the French. I'll tune in to watch stuff. Rory gets me. Like, Rory, that Masters, and I know there was a story around it, the choking, but he gets me in.
Oh, no, Rory!
Got me in. Like, I don't know, man.
The allure, to me, the attraction to Rory was, hey, man, like, I felt sorry. He emotionally had me wrapped up because I felt sorry for how long it had been and how often he had choked and the fact that the golf world expects him to choke, and he had done it recently. So that whole storyline brought me in. It wasn't like Rory, boy, Rory's must see. It was the storyline behind it, and Scottie just ain't got it. I mean, Scottie got arrested, and that was one of the must see.
Yes,
must see
it was
TV.
The most rest. The best thing about him was the Nike shot they did, where they said best player in the world guilty.
Yeah,
in his backswing. That was like, I know for a fact that that was Rory. Or Tiger, Jordan Spieth, who's doesn't have an amazing personality. I think if Jordan Spieth was coming down on the wire, I'd have been more apt to go and catch Jordan Spieth. But there is no way Tyler would have thought it was the damn Players Championship, let alone not known if any of those golfers I named, Bryson DeChambeau, someone texted in. There's something about him too, with the hat switch. Like, there's no way that Tyler would have been like, nah, Brooks Koepka, another one. No chance. Like,
you're making a good point.
But all of those guys you're mentioning either have some kind of drama around them, yeah, something's happened to make them more in the spotlight, or they've got a personality that is polarizing to some degree. Like Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka, both, like, whether you're talking about those two kind of going at each other, or you're talking about their personalities, yeah, they have something that draws you, and Scottie is self-admittedly boring.
Yeah, they even called him. Somebody on text line and called Scottie Derek Stingley. Just nonchalant, man. Just, all right.
Yeah, then it's, ain't wrong.
Yeah. Tough, man, tough. All right, coming up, the first one. As I said, I'm bringing to the people, putting that motivational pressure on me, and I'm going to weigh in every Monday at 3 o'clock. And put myself on the line here to try to drop this weight. I have no idea what this scale is going to say. You tested the scale. Do you?
Yeah, I tested it. I'm hoping it's a little heavy, but we'll ride with it, man. It's a good on the weigh-in day, on the initial weigh-in day. It's good for it to be heavy.
It's good. So we'll test it. Maybe you go home and test the scale. You got to see how close it is to what it is. But I'll do my my weigh-in coming up next right here live on the drive.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.